Let's turn in our Bibles to the first chapter of Matthew, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1. And of course, this chapter we have the genealogy of our Lord, and we have wonderful insights into who he was and what he was going to do. This is a wonderful verse, this verse to Joseph, when he was told to take unto himself his wife, because she was bearing the Savior in her womb. And she shall bring forth, verse 21, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sin. Amen. And then you follow the word Jesus with the word Emmanuel. And that's in verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. He was first of all named Jesus, for he was going to save his people from their sins. But how could he save his people from their sins? Because he is God with us. And then at the end of the chapter, you have Joseph's own private testimony. He knew not his wife until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. I can see the babe born, and I can see the babe in the cow house, and there he is. He's laid in a manger. But there's a man before that manger on his knees, and he's whispering, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He called his name Jesus. We need to be saved. There's only one can save us, and that is God manifest in the flesh. But there's only one way to be saved, and that is just to profess the name of Jesus. I love that hymn that says, sweetest note on seraph's song, 'tis Jesus, blessed Jesus. As this bread passes our lips, and this wine passes our lips as well, just let's say Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Let's pray, and some brother will lead us in thanksgiving for the bread. Amen.
The name of Jesus is so sweet.